Oh, hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we are going to be talking about why K-pop is a trash genre of music. So, we have here Colin. Colin's his first time being in a podcast. Yo, how's it feel? There's probably a chance, so you guys kind of have to talk loud. And then you have to act like this podcast, or this phone,
is not even good.
They were just flying the wall, listening to our calling conversations. Okay. It's already started. Okay, so my opinion is that K-pop... Stop! My opinion is
turn
that
this off,
as an art, K-pop is the lowest form of music because K-pop is so corporate that they spend so much time perfecting the song in a corporate standpoint to work for like the specific purpose of making money that their songs are just lower quality than American music, because American music or most other types of music are either catered toward one artist or a certain group specifically where they make their music because they want to. They want to give a message. They want to make their own type of art, their own message towards their fans or towards the community. While K-pop, it's run by a corporation. They don't care. They just want to say, okay, these lyrics will make us the most money because this is what's trending right now. So we need our actors, because they're not, I wouldn't even say they're singers. They are actors. They hired these people specifically because they look attractive. We need these attractive actors to sing out our lyrics.
One, O'Neal.
Okay, so that's my opinion. I just don't like it as an art.
If that's the case, then why do so many American artists talk about people in the industry pushing them to make music that they don't want to make? In rap, pop, country. All genres in America, we have the same problem. Yet you're saying K-pop is bad because it has that problem.
But I'm saying that at least for American music, let's say they have a terrible record company that makes them have to make music, let's say, about Red Cups all the time. Like, crap, I have to make another Red Cup song. They have to make another Red Cup song. Not the company. But in K-pop, the company is making the song. The only purpose of those singers is just to be attractive. They're not making the lyrics. They're not making anything. They hire a lyricist to make the lyrics. They hire a producer to make the music. They are completely separated from the music. These singers. The only purpose of them is to dance on stage and look attractive to push this.
I think that sounds like
artists.
No, go ahead, Brian. It's okay.
Yeah.
I think most artists have lyricists.
They have lyricists to help further their own.
They even write their own songs.
Yeah, like say Kanye. Only reason I talk about Kanye so much is because I know so much.
Kanye's different.
Kanye has a bunch of lyricists. Like people who write his lyrics.
Like B.O.B.? Bruno Mars wrote his stuff.
But I'm saying, like, people in America who don't write their own lyrics, I feel like they hire these lyricists to help expand on what they want to say. What they want to say. But in K-pop, they don't want to say anything.
That's so
like,
true.
Freaking Johoy or
I
whatever
mean,
her name is.
So many, no.
She has nothing to do with the lyrics.
So that's like half of American female singers.
I wouldn't say Rihanna.
Oh, that's
I feel like she
don't bring up Rihanna.
Yeah.
What?
Say Beyonce if you want to be different.
Don't bring up Beyonce. Beyonce has tons of her shit written by Neo.
But I'm saying it's written. No, but I wouldn't say the entire
Rihanna's
thing is written
straight.
By.
The whole song is written. I mean, tons of her shit, as in multiple of her songs.
But I'm saying there's a difference between where they literally just say, they give them the lyrics and say, sing this.
Rihanna's
and
not,
she has nothing
to do with it. No, a lot of artists do that in America.
But there's a difference between a lot and all. All K-pop people do it.
Where's the same outrage towards American music?
Because there are enough artists in American music that they don't. And also,
I think it's 5% that write their own lyrics.
Well, still, that's a pretty good high percentage then for me.
It's not high
compared to other places.
5%? Out of all this, more.
There's
artists.
Way more than 5%. There's no way it's just 5%.
Name.
I don't know.
Are we
all
talking about out of popular or just all together?
Underground doesn't count.
Well, even out of popular, like I would say that they help expand on what they want to say. Maybe they don't
that's
know how to.
True.
Maybe. There's no way in America.
Even until recently, it wasn't until like in recent memory that singers have any say in the lyrics.
What do you think Michael Jackson what do you mean?
Had say? Michael Jackson had say.
He got written by what's Quincy Jones?
All those singers, but pre-1980.
But I feel like that's like say in the hip hop scene, there's no way each one of them had their lyrics written because they came from like the streets.
I said singers.
Well, I mean,
we are talking about singers.
Rappers.
But how many singers are there like popular right now, like that don't write any of their lyrics at all?
None of them.
I mean, not any, but the majority of their lyrics, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Taylor Swift, she's a writer, too.
But there's no way Beyonce, Rihanna, from the start, maybe now they...
I don't know why you're saying in order for it to be relatable, zero of their music has to have been written.
But I'm saying that for K-pop, they are completely removed.
How do you know before they... Because those, for example, Twice, those girls won a talent show. How do you know they weren't writing their own music
but and you,
putting
their
own videos out there
before? That music's not Twice.
The main girl that's featured in like every song, she has her own solo career before she went on Twice.
Yeah, but I'm saying on Twice, but that I'm saying
so she wasn't K-pop?
The rest of
the K-pop
groups. Oh, so now it went from K-pop to K-pop.
Well, when
groups.
I think K-pop, I think K-pop groups. Like the dancers, the singers, the ones who
you're saying if... It's K-pop, but it's not in a group. I'm okay with you then.
Well, I don't listen to that, so I don't have any opinion on it. The only type of K-pop I've ever listened to were the ones in the big groups.
Well, that's what K-pop is. That's their style. That's what appeals to people.
What, that they are in a group?
Yeah.
But I would say what appeals to people is not that they're in a group. It's that there's a bunch of attractive people in a group.
If there's one single person Twice, they wouldn't be big.
No. Because I would argue if there weren't as... The reason why K-pop's even a thing is because in Korea, they ban porn, basically. So, thirsty men, they're like, I'm thirsty. So, they made K-pop because they can sexualize women without being porn. That's why K-pop is so sexualized.
I feel like it's more popular outside of Korea than it's Korea.
So okay, that's a complete lie. That's a complete lie. No, it's not.
Then why would it be called K-pop?
That's just what we call it. Because we're in America. Of course, we know what it's called. It's called
K-pop.
It's called K-pop because it's Korean pop.
Yeah.
In America, you think they call K-pop in Korea?
They probably call American pop A-pop.
No, they probably just call it American music.
Called A-pop.
They probably just call it American music. Because I feel like the most popular music now in America isn't pop. It's now more rap-centric. Would you agree with that, O'Neal?
Of course.
Why are you saying it like that?
What's your point?
My point is that K-pop isn't good. The only reason people like it in America is because they're attractive. Their music is not...
It's not true.
It's not good. It's just American music. It's literally how American music is in a very, very average standpoint.
So then American music isn't good.
No, American music is good because there are artists.
If K-pop is literally just American music.
I didn't say that. I said it's an average American song.
You didn't say that?
I just said it's an average American song.
You said that after saying it's literally just...
American music.
I'm so glad.
On an average. I said this.
No, you didn't.
I talked so...
You said it's literally just American music.
On an average. Did I not say average?
You did say average.
Okay.
But I want to clarify, you did say it's literally just American music.
And then I also literally said that it's
okay,
on average.
Okay, but average is a nice way of saying majority. Common. So, commonly, American music's trash.
I'm going to say that's common.
Yeah. I agree
say
with O'Neal here. In this podcast.
Okay, whatever.
You know, most composers
but
are
I would say,
original.
What? Yes, most music is based off of other songs. Like, most rap right now uses samples. But I'm saying that the reason why I respect American music more than K-pop music is because it's more of not all the time, but some of the times, it's more centric around a specific vision by a person who is not a corporate person, but a specific artist, maybe a group of artists because they are in a band group, but because they are doing their own vision, there's more variety in the song. But K-pop to me all sounds the same. It all sounds like the same type of average song. That's irrelevant. Please bring a valid argument before you talk to me. I don't play Gal games. I've yet to play it. I've yet to play one.
Okay, Ryan, anyways, take your argument.
Even all composers aren't original.
I'm not saying people, they don't have to be fully original.
They copy.
I'm okay. Hardcore.
John Williams, not original at all.
Yes, but he's still iconic. 0%. He's still iconic. Why original. Is he iconic?
Because he copied.
No, that's and not he why made he's it popular. Iconic. That's not why he's iconic.
He made what other people did, and he combined it. And made
yes,
it
he combined. But that
sounds
still...
like someone else I know, like Kanye West.
But right. I'm saying that by do like.
Ooh.
I'm saying by combining stuff. That's still a way of that's making what something. Do. No, they don't combine. They don't combine.
I saw hip hop. I saw rapping. I saw pop.
But I'm saying that's a very average rap. That's a very average pop. It's not like anything like extraordinary. Like you wouldn't hear that on top 100. Well, I mean there are some because the fans are big. But I'm saying like you wouldn't see that number one, number 10, like top 10 kind of thing.
Why is John Williams seen as number one?
I would say because he was in one of the number one movies.
He's literally copied.
Because he was in a number Holtz, one movies.
Wagner, Mahler, even said it.
But the way he used it was a fitting
it's
way
because people
use
didn't
it.
Listen to those pieces, so they don't know about it.
So he's
it.
Using the Kanye argument for this now.
They don't
it's
know about
it. It's the way
it.
He put them together that no one had ever done it before. Right?
That's if what you're if say? You put it well together, like in a way that's I don't want to use original because I know you'll find some
I'll
dumb
rip
crap.
That
yeah.
shit apart.
I know.
Rip it apart.
So, I, in an artistic standpoint, and I keep using artistic, and I know you're defining artistic. Well, I just find, I go, just in a, see, I keep trying to change my argument because I know what? You will say something, but I'll say it in just a more original way. The reason why I don't like K-pop, I'll say it again, is because to me, when I listen to their song, I think this is literally just an American song in Korean, but not as good.
Don't all American pieces, they sexualize their singers?
Yes, but that's not but I don't listen to their song because it's sexualized. I listen to it because it's good. I'm like, that's a good song. But K-pop, when I used to listen to it, I would admittedly be, the only reason I listened to it is because the girls were hot.
That's
only reason.
You.
But I'm saying that's probably most people because no one listen. People wouldn't listen to K-pop if it didn't have music videos.
Not
that's
true.
Why they do dance numbers.
Not
because
true.
That is their thing. Their
I
thing
don't think
is
that's
dancing.
True.
I think that's
so
completely
what if it's
true.
I think
so
people
what if
like it because it's catchy thing. And it's easy to listen to.
But the same type of people
like
who listen to K-pop.
Some rap is not as hard to listen to.
But I'm saying that the people who listen to K-pop are usually the same type of people.
K-pop is easy to listen to. Rap is kind of hard to listen to.
Can we go take a shot?
Well, that depends on what type of rap you're talking about.
Okay.
That depends on what type of rap.
I think K-pop rap is kind of popular in America anyway, in the same sense that mumble rap is, because you can't really understand per se.
Yeah,
because
the beat's good.
But the beat is good, yeah.
Yeah.
So mumble rap is taking a rise in popularity in America.
Yeah, because people like the
so
beat.
So I think
people
that's
like
also
it.
Why K-pop is taking a rise in popularity in America.
But I don't even know what singers now say. I don't listen to lyrics. I just listen to music.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you just listen to music, then K-pop's not that good. Because they're...
That's not true.
Say twice.
Like
all their songs have the same type of basic
and that's
melody.
What gets people.
But I'm saying as me, I don't respect it. I don't
it's
find
you.
It good. And I think the only reason you are defending it so much is because... Not because the song's good. Not because it's catchy.
Think,
because
wait,
there are multiple...
Hold on for a second.
No, wait. No. Let me finish my thing. Because there are multiple American songs that are catchy, that are good. The only reason, and I'll say it, the only reason why people like K-pop is because they are attractive Koreans. That's the only reason.
Can I say something else?
What?
You attack K-pop more than I defend it. That's fat.
I attack it more because I know you. I already gave the example that the person who is most, well, you said something about me that's a lie, so I have to defend that lie.
That's the truth.
It's not.
O'Neal?
I only attack it when you
listen to it. Do I defend K-pop?
You defend it when I attack
it. You guys do it, it's an equal amount.
Yeah.
You listen to it or bring it up, he attacks it, you defend it.
I never talk about it on my own because I don't like K-pop, I don't listen to it. I don't talk about it anymore.
What's
the last time I brought it up by myself?
Let's go look at our group chat.
I don't bring it up anymore. I only bring it up with you.
Whenever we type something about it.
But in our group chat today, I haven't even talked.
I didn't talk about K-pop. I talked about
Fever. I didn't even talk about Koreans.
I didn't talk about it. I talked about, yeah, I
didn't
even
talk about Koreans today. But he kept bringing it up. Right? I haven't said one thing about Koreans today. Even when you said it, I didn't even say anything about Koreans.
Well, okay, I'll be honest. The two reasons why I do is because one, you do have it. I won't say what it's called, but you do have it. You have it bad. And that's why you like K-pop, because you have it bad. And that's, I find, humorous. And because I know you, I find disgusting. But look at it. It's not as bad as you think it is. You guys hype it up, but it's not. But then the second reason why I do it is because I know it frustrates you, because you do have it. And you think, like, by saying you don't have it, you,
if it's something makes someone happy,
but I'm saying that
why
that is a poor argument.
Let people be happy.
But if it's creepy, you should be able
is
to.
It?
Yeah, it is. If you only like it for a specific reason, which I don't know if I should say if I'm allowed to say. Do you think it's allowable?
You said it already.
Yeah, dressed, but he was like asleep.
Well, okay. Well, can I say like yeah, well, okay, if the reason why you like the K-pop so much is because of a fetish towards a type of race, I find it really weird and disgusting.
Already, though.
Okay, then, well, I'll say it again, no. I find that weird. I don't find, like, it's the same, like, say, if I saw a pedophile walking around, I would talk about it as much as I can, because I find it really messed up.
Or if
a religious person who doesn't like gay people, like, I don't defend that at all, but still, I guess it's similar, like, that religious person will obsess more over the gay person, even though, presumably, that religious person isn't gay, because they don't like that type of culture, I guess. And I guess that's how it feels for me. When I see someone obsess over Koreans like that, I'm like, that's really weird to me. And that's just how I feel. It's really weird. So I'm going to keep saying it's weird.
All right, nobody.
Anytime it comes up.
Thank you. Everybody be calm.
Because I hate the argument where people are like, oh, yeah, K-pop's, you know, I like it because of the music. I'm like, no, you don't. Because there's music in America that they base K-pop off of.
3, 2, 1.
That you would like. But the reason why you choose K-pop compared to the American thing is because it's Korean. Because Woo! There are Korean singers. Because they are attractive Korean singers. Not because they are Korean, not because they are singers, but because they are attractive Korean singers. Because there are other artists. There are other lesser known artists in Korea who aren't part of these huge corporate K-pop groups. But you don't talk about those ones. Because...
Neither do you.
Neither do I, but I don't listen to K-pop anymore. So... The only reason is because of fetishes.
Fetishes.
Like BTS. People don't listen to BTS because of this music. They listen to it because those are attractive Korean men. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why boy bands happen. What?
You think men are attractive?
You can say someone's attractive.
We're live
but
on
not be attractive
podcast. Bird, go.
Whoa! You just say my entire name.
Okay, keep going. Let O'Neal talk. Let O'Neal talk for a second.
I don't really have much to say.
I guess my point stands.
I don't think it matters.
I think it does. Because I think this is becoming an epidemic. This is becoming an epidemic.
This is a free country.
It's a free country, but we can still have an epidemic.
This is America. I want to watch hot girls dance to a K-pop song, I'm allowed to do that.
I never said you weren't allowed to, but I'm just saying why I don't respect it.
Okay. Well, I value your opinion.
Thank you. I yeah. don't value yours.
Can we apply okay. high music?
I agree to disagree.
Because it's the same way. I guess I look at it the same way how people used to look at weebs, I guess, or like anime kind of thing. Because people are like, people look at like, they look what? At it like it's why weird, I guess, when you why obsess over like a certain type of thing this hard. And I think when you obsess over certain... This. I don't like people who obsess over stuff, I guess. That's my main thing.
You obsess over tons of stuff. I know.
Like
K-pop. Your hate for K-pop. You obsess over yeah. your hate for Elon Musk.
Okay, like, I didn't talk about him in a long time. You, no, I haven't talked about him in a long time.
You just said, yeah. I forgot to mention yeah. when we were in the call.
Yeah. Because that was on the news. I only talk about him when he's on the news.
Obsess over Elon Musk. I only talk about him when he's on the news. You obsess over anime.
Whoa, no, I don't.
You obsess yes, over...
What? You and you don't... K-pop. No.
Don't even.
I have yet to... Watch, I haven't watched an anime in... Literally, I'm not even joking.
Literally?
I have not watched anime in like over an anime 4 years. I haven't read a manga in over 2 years. Those aren't Gaugis.
Those are visual novels. Don't say the wrong thing.
Those are visual novels. I have yet to do anything.
Who makes this?
Japanese yeah. people? Yeah, you turn it down.
Like there we
low,
go.
Low. Even lower.
Even what?
There's a freaking microphone. You like what?
That defeats the
that it makes it even louder on their end.
But you don't want the wrong question.
But yeah, so that anime thing is completely irrelevant. I haven't actually not read manga in like a long while. Like at least a year because
well,
of
the what is time. A long while? But before mean?
I haven't. The last time I read a manga was Attack on Titan, which was last summer. Before that, the last time I read a manga was freshman like, year of four college. 4 months ago. What?
You read Attack on Titan like 4 months ago.
It wasn't 4 months ago. No, it wasn't. 4 months ago was January. Year. It wasn't this year.
But you read like 4 chapters ago.
No.
Because you like 5 chapters behind.
No, because I know specifically when I stopped reading was when the semester started.
So December.
I'm talking about last semester. Like last. Fall semester.
You're like 5 chapters behind.
No, I'm
like
not.
5 months.
I'm not 5 months behind because I didn't watch or read it.
Damn, that ended already?
Oh, you're confusing it.
Really?
But yeah, but before Attack on Titan, I didn't watch read any manga since freshman year.
Wrong answer.
So you don't obsess over Elon Musk?
I will admit I obsess love over it when he's on the news. So it's not like a everyday
he's
occurrence.
On the news?
Okay, so
he is it. So I don't. Talk I remember.
So you know what disgusts me is when people obsess over things. So you disgust yourself and you disgust me.
Yeah. No, but the reason, but then,
are you
I will argue that the reason why I, can you put it down? I don't want to talk through
well,
a freaking
blanket.
Well,
you put your defensive stance
the
down.
The reason why I don't like Elon Musk is because of how people obsess over
Elon,
him.
Elon?
Dude,
Elon.
Yeah, but you
yes,
obsess
but he
over
has a whole fandom
obsessing.
Saying, like, he is the next, like, basically
oh,
Jesus of
here
time.
We go.
And I don't like that, because he's not. Okay. I don't
but
like.
But he is.
No, what? See, that's the thing I hate about people who don't know what they think
he's
they know.
Bringing new
what
technology
is he brung? What has he brung?
Let's
he has brung promises, empty promises that he has yet to accomplish. He said he's going to bring how many cars?
Trevor, I saw a video on. Where there's a
what?
Self-driving
about to get
car.
Good. Turn it on.
Right. So there are self-driving cars by Google. So there are true. Self-driving cars about
nope.
anyone. Not Tesla.
I always saw Elon Musk, so it's bad.
And that's why you're an idiot, and that's probably why you listen to K-pop.
Yeah.
But back. I will go back.
Whoa, let's not generalize entirely.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll get shot.
For real.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
real.
Okay.
For real.
But the
this
reason why
podcast is
I didn't
real right
like
now.
The freaking Elon Musk one is because people like Bryant think all this stuff about, like, oh, he's bringing the future. But each time I
Don't
look this
Apple
I look
people do the same thing.
But Apple actually releases his products. That you can
Apple
buy.
Apple releases the same trash. Phone every year.
But they still release the product that they said they promised.
The same phone.
But they promised the same phone.
The yeah, same they promised the same
phone. They promised the same phone. So Elon Musk, he promised we were going to be on Mars by what year? 20. Is it? Well, whatever.
Elon.
He promised we would be on Mars by 2015. We weren't on 2015. Then he said 2016. We weren't on 2016. Then he said 2017. Then he was. Then he's like, we're going to bring on humans on the moon next month. Then no. He said, oh, we're going to put the cars on Mars. He missed Mars. Every time. It's just like, you know, excuses. Like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
You didn't see that movie with those cars on the moon.
But then he said, oh, we're going to move to the moon now. When NASA said we're going to move to the moon because it's more realistic. He's like, we're going to be the moon by 20, whatever. We're not on the moon.
We're gonna get those kids out of that cave.
Yeah, and he does
rush that. And build this every clunky time. Big ass.
Yeah,
there's no way this thing.
Elon Musk
fit.
Is a hot. Can you stop yeah. doing
God,
that?
You dare talk bad about him
every time.
You too now. You
all he is a hype beast.
Hey, I'm getting paid for this.
He knows how to do
PR. I'm pointing my real gun at myself every morning for stress relief. All
right, I got you.
He's just really good at PR. He's good at winning the minds. Of the less informed.
Yeah. And he smokes pot on podcasts.
And then, like.
And he freaks out.
Because it's just, I find it stocks. Annoying. Because I'm like, people brand. Fall for the same trick again and again and again. Oh, we're going to do this. Again and again. Oh, we're gonna bring an affordable
Put
Tesla.
Put your middle car. Finger up and I'll shoot it off.
Hey,
right
he
now.
Did bring an affordable Tesla.
He bought an affordable Tesla, but he can't get it out the factory. So I'm like, people are just falling for this every time. Oh. People fall for the same routine.
I'm getting myself a Tesla, man. Tesla
Me
looks
too.
Good.
Yeah, it looks good. But
5 years from now.
Yeah, I can't wait till 7 years when it finally gets shipped to me. Yeah. I'm like, this is like, people just fall for it. And then they defend him after it. And like, oh, you're just defending, you're just defeating his vision. I'm like, what vision?
That literally bounces off your forehead.
Like, it literally is just, it's a, Brian, can you, Brian, yeah, can you?
Brian, you're so late, I'm about to shoot another bolt off your forehead.
But yeah, that's why I don't like Elon Musk.
And I got precise aim.
Let's go back to Korea.
Because, no, now it's going to Elon Musk. No. Because the Korea thing is over. Like, that was, you had.
I mean, you don't like it, we get it. You're going to find reasons as to why you don't like it.
Wait,
and
which
I get
one?
Those reasons.
Which part?
Too. They're not necessarily valid or unvalid.
Wait, what are you talking about? The K-pop?
K-pop. But I mean, other people like it. Other people get enjoyment out of it more so.
Well, I never said that people shouldn't like it.
Just
I just said that I don't respect it.
The visual stimulants. I mean,
yeah.
Don't say
because I don't just watch it or listen to it because they're hot.
But I'm saying, but like one argument a friend had was that he likes it because. He likes the way, like, it, because I told him, like, oh, it just all K-pop reminds me of, like, old school pop. Can you stop so I can actually just talk? But he
the
said
wrong
it,
thing, you're done for.
He said, I said, K-pop just reminds me of pop from 2 years behind,
you
basically.
You are the other dude.
What?
You are the other dude.
The other dude. I said, can you stop? I can't actually do, like think about what I'm saying every time you do that.
That's what I mean.
But I'm saying that every time, like, when I listen to K-pop, I think it's pop, but 2 years behind. He's like, but that's what he likes, because American music, American music keeps changing, and he likes that certain type of music that sticks in that type of, like, say, that year zone that K-pop is kind of more based off of. And I was like, I get that, but I was saying that there are American artists who also, like, you know, have that type of music too.
The air we're in.
But is that you keep saying things like that? American artists have that type of music.
No, but I'm saying like
K-pop is just an average version of America. Name one American artist that you could compare to K-pop.
But I'm saying that's the thing. I can't, because other artists, they change their style all the time.
Okay, so name one artist that you could have.
Okay, fine. I guess the American version of K-pop is Imagine Dragons thing, because their style just stinks.
Are you smoking a blunt right now?
What? Wait, are you dumb? Imagine Dragons.
I'm about to shoot.
Let me clarify. Imagine Dragons is the American version of K-pop.
I'm about to shoot.
Can you just take that away? I can't. I know. Just take it away from me. I can't. I literally can't even, like, not.
I was about to shoot.
Yeah, sure. But yeah,
continue your statement.
I would say Imagine, because all their songs to me, it always goes with the drums, do 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 boom, and just a scream.
And K-pop sounds like that.
Well, I'm saying, like, in the way that Imagine Dragons, they don't change their style.
No, really. I'm asking you. You said,
oh, K-pop. Like, literally sounds like K-pop?
Yes. Because you're saying K-pop is based off of American music. It's just an average version of American music. So give me one, any genre of an American artist whom you could say resembles the sound of K-pop.
Well, I would say what resembled the sound of K-pop were popular songs from, like, say, maybe 2015. Or
give me one.
I can't think off the spot because...
Okay. But if I, that's fair enough.
But if I were given time... Oh. If I were given time, I could probably, like, pull up some songs.
You can't think of a general artist or sound
that you think... I feel like FAO is the closest, but then not even close. Because they have that dance feel, but it's not even close, though.
I guess LMFAO is a really good example.
It's not really good, though, because it's actually really bad example, because it's kind of close. It's the closest you could think of, but it's really not close. But it's really not close at all. So for something that sounds so much like just copied and overused and average and boring and corporatist American music, isn't it weird that we can't think of off the top of our head something that resembles
that? Well, I would say the reason why I don't know off the top of my head is because I don't listen to that type of music off the top of my head. Like,
so how do you know K-pop is such a mirror?
No, because the reason why I know is because the songs that used to play back in the day sound similar. I only know these songs because of the radio, because these are the songs that would play again and again and again on the radio.
Not even one song.
I don't know the names of songs in general.
I think K-pop has a different style in American music.
I wouldn't feel that because
you literally can't see a person.
But I'm saying, okay, I can say anything. That, oh man,
Rihanna doesn't sound like K-pop.
For example.
Beyonce doesn't. Bruno Mars doesn't.
I could say
Kanye
that
doesn't.
A lot of SoundCloud rappers, they copy the same style of some type of artist. Like, they all kind of sound similar. But I can't say, this is why. They sound just like this one. I just know that they sound similar sometimes.
No, but you can say SoundCloud rappers sound like
but XXX. You're not saying K-pop artists.
Yeah, because I listen to XXX, so I know a specific
they
artist.
They try to sound like him.
But you're not saying K-pop sort of sounds like certain American artists. You're saying all of K-pop is just an average, trash, sort of, you know, corporate, you know, fuck of a genre that is just made to imitate American music. But if they're supposed to be imitating American music, shouldn't we can even if we go back in time?
I feel like I can't think of a specific artist because, like I said, since it's an average, like just like a very average version of just how music is, pop music was in America.
I disagree. I can't really think of pop music that
like
sounds
classical
like K-pop.
I can pick out where they copy.
But I would argue the reason why you pick it out is because you're getting a graduate or a master's degree in this type of music. So you know these. But you know, because you are a major.
Okay.
Like, I don't know every single rapper, but I bet if I was getting a music degree in rap, I would know every single rapper.
I could find the pieces and find the other piece, and you'd be like, that is the same thing.
But I'm saying the reason why you can find that piece is because you are a music major.
But you couldn't find the Korean pieces that sound like...
I could if I had enough time. But I say I can't think off the top of my head.
I'll give you a week.
Because... But we're on a podcast right now.
Of course, no, but of course you could find certain things that sort of sound the same. Like, I could think of a couple off the top of my head. I'm just not giving him the answers. But I don't think you could attribute just because we can cherry pick 50 songs from American history between the years of 2000 and 2013 doesn't mean, you know, that K-pop must have been based off of those.
But I'm saying the reason why I say it's based off is because they all have that similar feel. They all have that similar type of sound.
I could find music.
I
could find music.
Every album of his, I would argue, sounds completely different.
He has the same general.
No, you haven't listened to enough Kanye then. No. Because 808 and Heartbreak sounds nothing like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Each album's different idea?
Each album is basically a different idea.
Okay.
Honestly.
and Yeezus.
Yeezus sounds completely trash. But it's not trash, but it sounds completely different than 808 and Heartbreak.
Except for Blood on Leaves.
I mean, that's a good song, but that's not the only good song. Black Skinhead's good.
Okay.
Most
of the artists,
New Slaves is good.
Most American artists, they all have the same ideas.
I wouldn't say anymore. Maybe in the past. In the past, anymore? But not anymore. Like, say, even Tyler, the Creator. His new album?
He's irrelevant.
Sound,
yeah, that's
but
way
still.
Different.
His new albums, he made, or he's even Childish Gambino. Their albums are, like, even Kendrick Lamar. All artists, they're trying to expand.
I feel like they sound the same.
No, because you haven't listened enough. Because Kendrick Lamar, his first album sound nothing like his newest album.
When was that?
Was it like only 2 years ago, 3 years ago? That was more of a funk album. Childish Gambino. His earlier albums sound nothing like his newest album.
Like King Kunta.
As a progression.
It's a progressive.
Similar.
No, they're not even similar. I'm saying nowadays, most artists, well, not most artists, but I feel like mainstream artists are trying to get out of the box.
As you're going album to album, there's a progression you can see.
No. Not it depends. Different. It depends. Maybe with the artists that you listen to, but I would say, like, a lot of artists nowadays are.
I think you can see a progression
even Justin,
in Kanye's, but that doesn't mean the albums
are
completely different.
Stop! Keep. Please, just take that away. Just take it away.
Stop.
They have progression.
I don't know if it sounds safety or not, so don't pull the trigger. No, it's already, it doesn't matter. No, you'll break it. You have to shoot it.
No,
stop.
Artist is
going to
do something.
No, I know there's one in there.
But they
I don't
still,
know if it sounds safety or not.
I would say Twice has had how many albums since their
People
debut?
Still listen to it.
But each
don't
album is the same style completely.
Red,
no,
Red Your Dead
Brian.
Should always be on your vision.
It's
side.
The same style.
So
completely.
This means it's
but
live and this
not even that
a lot of
though. 3 years.
Because you can't
still,
tell. You can never see the strip.
20 years.
If it was 20? On this side.
15.
Well,
he's been out for a minute.
In 15 years, he made completely different albums.
Yeah, answer
your twice 3 years. You can't compare.
Okay, the Tyler Creator is pretty relatively new.
He's like 10 years.
Can we
he only
just
has three albums.
Friends and
he's
party.
Like
10 years.
Nope.
Tyler Creator is old. He's been doing stuff for a long time.
Who?
Tyler Creator.
Yeah, he's old.
But I'm still saying
a
that a lot of artists now.
Just party.
Most American artists
friends.
Been doing stuff for a long time.
But I'm still saying that American artists still try to be a little more different.
Even XSXT's new.
And I would say the reason why American music is so like trying to be more original is because there's so much competition in America. Like to become top of the charts, there's a lot of competition. You have to stand out. Like say Old Town Roads, even though I don't really think that's a country song, but still, K-pop would never make a song like Old Town Roads because that's too risky.
Boom! I feel like
but in America, they're willing to take that risk because that risk is the only thing that can get them noticed.
I feel like
I'm about to buy one. Honestly.
I feel like Americans they want the same stuff.
Then why was Old Town Roads?
Shoot somebody arguing.
Can you turn that down a little further?
Don't turn it down. Turn it up.
I don't know.
We're about to become
I feel like Americans they all want the same stuff.
Well, that's you though, because you.
That's what Americans want.
I don't feel like you're the average American.
Americans are comfortable.
Then why are we still not listening to Katy Perry and like Taylor Swift as top chart kind of ones?
People still listen to them.
No, because music evolves.
There's five genres.
Music evolves. We as Americans, I feel like our music has evolved so much. Each decade. Each decade evolves a lot.
Of course it has.
Yeah,
there's
Brian,
five
you're being dumb.
People listen to
you're being really dumb
well,
right now.
Now, but were those the same five genres people
like Brian,
listen to in the 90s?
That's why we have genre.
And
like
then in
we,
the 60s?
We have radio stations specifically tailored to just specific eras.
Yeah, they're not completely
like
different.
Like the 80s, the 70s, the 90s. Like our music just changes. Like popular music here just changes. Even early 2000 music, 2010
and
music, and music now is completely different. And I think that's what makes America more
can
unique.
We chill?
Because we actually, like, because competition is so hard.
Give
like, there's so
gun.
Much competition now that in order to get noticed, we need
you wanna take a shot.
More types of music.
I'll take one.
I feel like you can't get
you
noticed
want one,
now
Brian?
Doing different stuff.
Well,
it's the same people that are at the top.
We got this teamwork.
Now, but yeah. The same people weren't the same people 10 years back.
Beyonce?
Beyonce is because she
Kanye.
Is. Kanye is because
hey, we're done Jay-Z. With this. We're done with this.
Eminem. Miley Cyrus is still fire.
Brian, but you're...
Brian, I'll shoot you in the head with a Nerf gun.
What? Okay, Brian, that's a perfect example. Listen to Miley Cyrus music from 2006.
Alright, I'm just
gonna... Listen to Miley Cyrus
USA
music.
Party USA came on right now. People be hype.
What?
Party USA?
Yeah, because that's nostalgia. But that's not the most popular music now. Your arguments are so invalid that I don't even want to... I'd rather talk to O'Neal. Because O'Neal at least has a valid argument.
It's not invalid.
Yours is just... I feel like most Americans like more at the same time music. And then I say there are different genres. You're like, well, Miley Cyrus. I'm like, Miley Cyrus doesn't sound like how she used to sound. Like, Party in the USA. People still find that fire. Like, that's because of nostalgia. The like, they're not
I mean, you're a prime example about how... A prime example as to how Americans' taste in music has changed over time. You are a black American who loves K-pop.
Yeah, came up 10 years ago.
No, they didn't. What? You just said that Twice was only 3 years old.
I said people like K-pop.
No, they didn't.
Not in America.
Go out the green.
I mean, sure, you had some people, but it's popularized now.
Yes, it's popularized, and
because of like BTS.
And I'm
J-pop
saying
K-pop was popular.
No, it wasn't. What?
All right, I need one more shot.
J-pop. See, Brian, you're putting yourself into the shoes of Americans, not
don't take it
Americans yet. As a whole.
Am I being like out?
You are. J-pop wasn't popular at all.
It wasn't.
O'Neal, shoot something.
It was only popular for weeaboos. And if that.
Bottoms up.
Not many people listen to Korean pop, though.
What? Oh, a lot of people listen to Korean pop.
But it's one
say hello.
Not worth.
Say hello.
Not worth. What if you accidentally
shot your eye? So you're admitting that one type of people are the people who listen to K-pop. The same type of people, then.
Yeah.
Well, then you just proved my K-pop example then from very, very early. Right. But yeah. I'll skip to the one
no,
I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I never listened to K-pop. As they got more exposure and more people in America started listening to them, I was exposed to them. And I listened to them,
hey,
to K-pop.
But I'm still
that's
saying...
That's how it works. It well, over time in America,
I get it first,
music
video.
Tastes change. There, yes. At one point, I only liked rap. At one point, I only liked R&B. And then I started liking rap and R&B.
And then some artists mixed two type of genres. Maybe like, say, Kid Cudi. He added more rap and like rap and rock in a way.
Yeah.
And I find that unique. That's the thing that's why I appreciate more American artists than...
Let's go.
Like, in like K-pop type of stuff. Because in America, I feel like people are more... Like, they are more... They're braver in the way that they try to... be unique with their type of music. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that type of artistic standpoint. But I don't see that in Korean.
Huh? Did you get tequila or Grey Goose?
Tequila.
Whew. Who got the Grey Goose?
No, I wasn't Grey Goose.
You guys are freaking
Grey Goose.
You're being colored now. You literally just replaced...
Give me that. Give me it. I'm the mediator here.
No.
It's
no.
Wait, it's on.
It's live, boy.
I'm literally about to tackle him.
Oh, we put him down?
Do it.
Yeah. Put
do
him
it.
Down.
Yeah, Wingardium Leviosa.
Let's see that.
What is that ring?
Huh?
You have a gun?
Yeah.
Dang.
You have a gun on you?
Yeah.
I have one too. Do you really?
Literally, yeah.
Where?
In my pocket? It's been there the whole time.
Is it your Taurus?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a concealed permit?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that.
Pull it out.
Can you turn it down? I feel like you're turning it up every time.
I'm not.
Let's just turn it down
every
more.
Time.
Because there's a mic on.
When did you get that?
Let me see it.
Why?
A while.
See, it's an 8 now.
That's sweet.
Let me see, what is that? It's already at 44 minutes.
I'm afraid of guns.
Why? Well,
really? I'm holding this.
Oh my god.
Find the ass of the
hole. It went too far.
Oh no, okay, you
can hold it, so.
No. If he holds it, then I'm just going to leave.
I took the magazine and...
Okay, well, that's so enough for me today.
I took everything out.
No, I don't like to play it around, especially
when
drunk.
I'm retarded. Just give it back.
I don't like to play around.
Just give it back.
I'm leaving.
I'll leave.
I'm retarded.
No, I'm leaving.
I'm
kidding.
It looks so cool with the light. Let me see.
Well, just put it away.
How do you turn the light on?
Please.
No good if ever?
No.
It's this side button right here.
Okay, cool.
This is definitely...
Is that a laser too, or is it just light?
No, just the light. I don't like lasers on handguns.
I have
one on my shotgun, but not my handgun.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
This is...
I don't even know what I was saying, because it got so, changed. See?
Holy shit.
Stop.
Did you see that? That, went in the cup.
You want to hold it since we might go shoot it tomorrow?
No.
There's no ammo in it.
There's no ammo.
I'll even cock a slide back.
It'd be like holding a shotgun, but smaller.
Sure?
No, I don't want to
just hold it.
No, because I'll encourage other people to hold it.
Why?
Well, you don't have
to. I'm just joking around.
Well, I already
Oh, yeah, you already did that. Yeah. You can hold it again.
No, I don't need to hold it.
Just hold it.
No, I'm not
encouraging. You just want to hold it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not gonna joke around when there's a real gun around for you. Well, this is about to go up your butt.
What? Why are you shaking your head? You guys didn't even know.
No, I do.
No, you didn't.
I always knew you had a concealed permit.
You didn't know I had it on me.
No, I knew you. You brought it up at one point.
I figured you did have it on you.
I always have it on me. If you see me.
And then I also assumed that you had it.
I didn't see it, but I figured you had it.
Carried two the other day. Felt so powerful.
Can you take that away from me?
Wrong way.
Well, I think the podcast is basically at the end.
Yeah, so now we can turn up and have fun.
That was the time.
Or else.
Let's do a new one about concealed carries.
Yeah. I mean, we can still talk about it right now.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You got something against gun owners?
Yeah.
What?
The main problem.
What?
What's the main problem?
People loving their guns. Give it up.
You love K-pop. Give it up.
If it meant no more shootings, I would give up K-pop. But people wouldn't give up their guns.
Well, I feel like the problem is that we are a country that was created by rebellion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, because of that, and not only, that's, our Second Amendment. Because it's such an important thing to our country.
We're different, though. We're not, like...
Well, nowadays, but even nowadays, it's,
us. The people that actually care about their guns, they wouldn't give it up.
Yeah, they wouldn't give it up because that's such a part of their culture.
Neil wouldn't give up his gun
if
it meant no more violence.
Because that's part of their culture. That's
if it meant no more violence, you would give it up.
I mean, Brian,
but
that's the
equivalent. I would need an argument or something, some stats.
No, you give it up, everybody get just gone.
But Brian, that's the equivalent of, say...
But people wouldn't.
Let's say let's just say rap. They're hey... We noticed there's an increase in shootings after this type of rap music came out. So we're just going to ban rap because there is a definite correlation because rap music equals gang violence.
Can we just change the music and not have arguments?
This is a debate. Yeah. But rap music equals violence. I wouldn't give up rap music because I'd be like, what the heck?
You wouldn't?
No. I'm like, no, I want to listen to this. What the heck? Because that's part of me. That's part of the culture.
So if you knew, got rid of rap, no more violence ever again...
But that you can't prove that. Same with guns. You can't prove that there won't be any more killings.
I'm not saying
when guns are gone.
I'm not saying proving.
No, there are tons. There's tons of.
I'm not saying
literature on the subject. I mean,
I'm not
people
saying
who want guns and say taking away guns isn't going to have an impact on gun crime.
I mean, it will have an impact.
Mind, it's not true.
I'm not saying,
but
proving.
I don't
I'm
know
if instant. It's just a thing.
Most
you
controversial.
Does that make sense?
Ever.
Well, that's what people want to listen to, though.
So, if you knew...
And crime goes up?
I wouldn't say crime would go up, but I wouldn't say...
It doesn't... It's not...
Crime would just change. Influence. Like, people, instead of using guns, they would use knives. Like, stabbings are a big thing.
Like
in
England. Okay, but the amount of...
But I would say that there are more killings here because we have more people.
Well, obviously, yes. Any statistics on the subject are done per capita.
This is why it's so
nothing's hard done in absolute numbers.
But then I would also argue that because, like, we are such a diverse country with very different, like, economic, like, factors. Like,
white people.
With different, like, economic factors. Like, say, in England, I feel like, in a way, like, I don't want to say it because I feel like some English person is going to be pissed at me. But I feel like, in a way, being poor in America is worse than being poor in England. In a, by
what do you mean,
a large
in a way, that's demonstrable. What are you talking about?
I'll agree with Brian.
You don't know what demonstrable means?
I'm not saying that.
You're nodding as if I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he's right.
No, I'm not talking about that. I was.
There's a way bigger population and cultural difference in America.
Yeah.
Than
so
other.
And I feel like also when you okay, let's address this here and never
being
again.
Being poor in other countries is worse than being poor.
That's not true.
No, no.
So? Sorry, what do you mean?
That depends on what country you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. There are plenty of countries where being poor in those countries
well,
is better
is
than poor.
Well, this is a super debatable, like, controversial. Like,
well, that's the point of debate.
Like, countries like Sweden and Norway, who has socialized democracies, people who are poor have more access to things that would allow them to spend more time getting wealthy than in America.
Yeah.
Even though capitalism is supposedly the thing that allows people to go from the bottom to the top. It's because in those countries, people don't... I mean, what the majority of bankruptcies in America are filed because of unpaid medical bills. People don't get sick, have to miss work, can't afford their surgeries, and don't have to file bankruptcy and live the rest of their life poor. And their kids don't have the money to go to school, so they get a shit job, they work it for 20 years, get hurt, get sick, can't
repeat,
go to...
Repeats the cycle.
In those countries, you get hurt,
it's
they treat you.
For,
you
know.
But then at the same time, it's a population
thing,
too.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's what I was addressing.
Yeah, that's
when you hear anyone say there are less killings in England than America, they've already accounted for for the population. If anyone is saying that and they actually mean absolute numbers, they're retarded.
Yeah.
But then it's also, I would say, like, say there are less kind of stuff like that in Japan, but I guess it's also like the type of culture, because we have American culture is a weird type of thing compared to other countries. I feel like
Japan has different issues.
In what way?
I feel like because we are in a way a cultureless society, because we
well how does that apply to this topic?
But I'm saying that and yeah, the reason why I say, like, in other countries where there are less shootings or less killings,
people care about
it's because we have a different type of, like,
people would take a life.
Well, no, I wouldn't necessarily start saying, like, people are inherently more murderous.
I wouldn't say people are inherently more murderous.
But we have a bigger population again.
But I feel like it's like,
I'm telling you.
Okay, but India,
Japan compared to
well, India has a lot of
when
issues.
They say,
though,
but not
that
murder.
No,
when
they
we're
have,
saying Japan has less killings than America. We're talking,
but
per
they
capita.
Have murder like
they rape.
So like
kids.
On a percent,
no, they do more than rape. They also like kill the.
So the population doesn't
stone,
matter.
Like so, it's like in a way,
that's
it's
what we're saying.
It's different.
So why do you say they have less people?
But yeah.
I mean, I acknowledge that there's statistics and literature and peer review and all that good stuff against guns that prove a very valid point when all of it's put together and it makes sense, and I kind of just don't care.
I mean, it doesn't make a difference if everybody has...
It does make a difference.
It does.
If people had guns during school shootings... Probably stuff wouldn't be that bad.
I'm not saying you should shove a gun in everybody's hand.
I know, but if someone had stuff to protect themselves,
no, because there have been times where people with guns
they run away.
Yeah, because
they're afraid.
But I don't think just get like for that. Like, oh, if everyone just had a gun, everyone would be able to defend each other. Because like everyone has a fist, but if I have, I mean, some people are better at fighting, and that doesn't help anything.
They said, like, 50% of people in World War II
Didn't even shoot.
So it's like,
that's a different.
You're
setting.
Trained to shoot, but actually somebody comes up with a shotgun, you're like,
that's a different setting.
Yeah, you can't.
No. Not today.
That's a different setting.
Not today.
People were forced to go to war.
If I walk,
that's what you're talking
look,
about,
Ryan. I'm aiming at you with a Nerf gun, and you flinch. If somebody walked up to you at
I
school,
feel like if I had a gun, it's different.
No, if you had a gun and someone you just heard gunshots in the distance,
you would be
coming
like,
closer to you. You're not gonna be like,
running.
Let me get my gun and let me go and shoot him because I'm gonna save the day. Most people aren't heroes.
You would never. You would. It's not about being a hero. It's about being smart. Just because you have a gun.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Charge into an active shooter.
That's
situation.
What I'm saying. Not everyone's just going to be
dangerous
some
for you.
Hero.
It's dangerous for bystanders. It's dangerous for the police officers. It's dangerous, you know, for everybody to do stuff like that.
I think the only thing is just rifles. I find no or like you know, semi-automatic or automatic or anything like where you can. Anything other than a pistol, I feel like, and a hunting rifle, I don't see the point of. Like, people
carry.
Why
do you need a point?
Huh?
Why do you need a point?
What do you mean a point?
You just said you don't see a point of
having because I'm saying, like, what? Why do you need a, like, assault super rifle. Intense shotgun?
No, okay, so
to
in
protect
America,
yourself,
in
why do you need, like,
maybe in
like
your
that?
Commie Russia, but in America, we don't have to be told what we can't have. What if we're being told what we can't have, there has to be a good reason as to why you're telling me I can't own something.
That makes sense.
I did. I mean, so it's not, I don't have to prove that an AR has some inherent use to me in order for me to own it.
But...
Because that's how America's values are. That's how we run.
I did hear that down south where they have problems with those wild, whatever those things are, boar pigs or whatever.
Yeah.
They were trying to get them to, they were trying to control gun laws and make it to where they had to have bolt action rifles, but they said that it would be impossible to kill the number that they need to kill.
They
with the wild boar hunting and shit, that... They go overboard. They sit in
they
helicopters with, like,
overboard.
Fucking machine guns on those things. Come on, dude.
But even
that
they,
was a bad
but
example.
But even when they do all that, the boar population is still out of hand.
Yeah, it's still crazy.
So,
but
to switch it up to just a bolt-action rifle...
Well, I didn't say a bolt-action. I don't mean, like, a bolt-action rifle, but
he's
I'm just saying,
like,
well, and I'm,
fully
automatic. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, say, like a... Like
I'm
a
not even
rigged,
talking about fully automatic. Like, they were saying that they were fine with just semi-autos.
But I mean, that's definitely... that's hunting.
Yeah,
he's
yeah
not,
I was okay with hunting rifles.
I think he's more talking about,
like,
about... Well, he's talking about using a non-hunting
AR,
rifle
using
for hunting.
AR for hunting.
Hmm? He's talking about using a non-hunting rifle for hunting.
Yeah.
Well, Jabari, I think Jabari's talking about the regular average Joe. I mean, your justification for allowing automatic weapons is because you need them in wild boar hunting? When 99.99% of people will never ever boar hunt.
I'm only talking about those areas, like for those specific. I shouldn't really specify for those specific
but like
companies.
O'Neill says
that are
0.0001% is in that population where I need a fully automatic MG42. Boars are coming at me 52 at a time.
I don't see why you need an automatic anything for home defense.
I don't think you need to have a need. I think I don't know. I understand the limitations on them because in the off chance someone does have bad intentions, they can do maximum damage.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get the cutoff is worth, but at one point do you stop?
Well, I feel like a pistol, you can defend yourself with a pistol. What do you mean,
Well, pistols are actually the hardest thing to operate.
Yeah.
I think at least.
But I would say a pistol has a limited amount of capacity, like, for... I mean, of course, if you have a billion, like, cartridges,
if someone was running at you with a knife, and you had a pistol...
You can kill them.
If they're right there...
Well, knives are more effective in close quarters.
Well, of course. Yeah, like, so there's like, a military thing where it's, like, if you're going to disarm someone with a knife, like, any person with a knife, you have to prepare to be stabbed.
Yeah.
In some way or form.
Mm-hmm. But if you had an assault rifle, you'd be fine.
But you don't need an assault rifle to kill a person with a knife. Regardless.
regardless.
Will be the worst this leading to?
I'm just saying that I feel like
just move the barrel. No, I get.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
No, but like in like
I'm just saying. Well, you're not gonna pull an assault rifle out of your chair, Brian.
And I feel like using an assault rifle for one person is a little overkill. Because, like, he's dead.
Or Jabari's trying to say, it's like...
Like, after that maybe third bullet, you're dead.
But I don't use... ARs for self-defense.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like...
ARs are more
but the people... Like, I'm saying, like, why even need an AR?
It's not that you need it. It's
well, we only have 10 seconds left. So, we'll have a part 2 at some point.